Hey, hey, Reverend JJ, back at the Lotus Lounge. So I'm going to go ahead and continue with the chakra information, and we are now at the throat. So let's talk about what that means in regards to balancing out the throat chakra. So, the planet that's associated with the throat chakra is Mercury, and the color affiliated is the color blue. The day of the week that's associated is Wednesday. One of the mantras that goes along with the throat is to express sound. Also, some ways of being able to activate the throat chakra is to sing, also to be silent, acting, painting, and being talkative. Ways to unblock the throat chakra also is some yoga poses, specifically within the neck, meditating, and the crystal of lapis lazuli. You can also eat foods that are blue, so blueberries, and you can also chant the sound E-Y-Y-E. So chanting that. Let's see what else we got here. The frequency that's associated with the throat is 192 hertz. And let's see, also the throat, when it's blocked, it's being blocked because of lies, and that's lying to others, but also lying to yourself. And when it is flowing properly, it deals with truth. So those are just a couple of specific things in regards to the throat chakra. So we can also look into some other areas. So the throat chakra, if there's some imbalances, some of the physical ailments that will present themselves would be problems within your throat. So I would imagine like a sore throat, stiffness in your neck, cold symptoms, thyroid imbalances, and then issues with breathing. I did complete 3 of the mudras that are affiliated with the throat. And you can find those on my website. And then I'm going to work on 3 to 4 more this weekend. So other ways of being able to identify an imbalance is an inability to express yourself. So the throat chakra really has a lot to do with communication and being able to express your feelings, thoughts, and creativity in a loving and kind way. So the name of the throat chakra in Sanskrit is Vishuddha. It's located in the center of the neck, and it acts as one's individual force of expression and individual truth, and that's internally and externally. So when it's balanced, the throat chakra helps set us free from the fear of judgment or a need for approval from others. This chakra helps to embrace our originality and our unique individual experiences in the world. And it's associated with purity, connecting to the concept of truth. The throat chakra is responsible for communication and expression of thoughts, feelings, ideas, and having a healthy internal dialogue and striking up a balance between speaking and listening, as well as the seeking and sharing of truth, social skills, and personal integrity and honor. The throat works closely with the sacral chakra. The sacral chakra governs creativity, and it is the throat chakra that allows the individual to express those creative ideas versus stifling them for fear of others' opinions. The throat chakra has a masculine energy, and it's symbolized by the blue 16-petaled lotus flower. Elementally, it's associated with the sound and its mantra, I speak. When it's blocked or out of balance, the throat chakra will present with issues throughout the body, mind, and in your emotions. Ailments like laryngitis, hoarseness, sore throat, tension and pain in the neck and shoulders or the jaw, difficulties with the thyroid or the lymphatic system or the pituitary gland, and problems with the teeth, gums, nose, ears, lower sinuses, or upper respiratory system could arise if the throat chakra is blocked. Emotionally, one might feel shy, insecure, or socially anxious around others. They may choose not to speak at all or be unable to express oneself. Conversely, one might also dominate conversations, complain excessively, gossip, speak aggressively or without thinking, and not allow others to express themselves or feel a need to always be right. Different types of yoga poses that can assist in balancing out this energy in the throat could also be shoulder stand, plow, fish pose, seated cat and cow, neck circles that can target and open up the throat. The breath technique of Ujjayi pranayama breathing also benefits in bringing energy into the throat area, which can also assist in helping align this particular chakra. Meditating is also one of the best ways to be able to balance out all of the chakras. But in regards to the throat, meditation can facilitate the process of growing in touch with one's internal dialogue and your own personal truth. Incorporating different affirmations into your activities like yoga and meditation can also amplify the throat chakra. Some affirmations that you can use can also be, I live and speak my truth. My voice is unique and valuable. I freely and honestly use my voice to express myself. I communicate clearly. I know when to speak and I know when to listen. I advocate for myself and I stand up for what I believe. So, different essential oils can also be used. Peppermint, spearmint, basil, and cypress can benefit the throat chakra. So, using some types of aromatherapy. Natural, healthy foods in the color of the throat chakra, as I said. Blue or blue-green algae and kelp can also be conducive energies to the throat area. Another tip is to eliminate dairy products from the diet in order to avoid dairy-related mucus buildup in the throat, which can also be restrictive and further close the energy flow of the throat chakra. Listening to singing bowls, nature sounds while meditating or doing yoga, and laughing and shouting into a pillow, humming or singing in the car or in the shower, also assists in using the voice, and those things are really important. So, also, the throat chakra is associated with the element of ether and is the center for communication and purification. It governs self-expression and your ability to communicate effectively, and is related to creativity, purification, willpower, and truth. Hearing and being a good listener is also associated with the throat. When your throat chakra is healthy and balanced, you will feel independent, creative, expressive, content, centered, a conscious listener. You engage in constructive communication, positive self-expression, and are confident. To affirm your right to speak your truth and also your right to be heard. Balancing this chakra can help you reconnect with your true nature and make you feel safe to express it. When it's out of balance, the throat chakra can manifest as problems with decision making, personal expression, feeling unable to express yourself creatively, a fear of speaking or excessive speaking, the inability to listen, being critical, being dishonest, or having physical addictions. on a physical level, again, we might have some issues with your teeth, mouth ulcers, hearing problems, sore throats, thyroid dysfunction, and stiffness in the neck and shoulders. So, the throat chakra is really important in being able to find your voice and speak your truth. The mantra that is affiliated with the throat chakra is HUM. It's H-A-M. And it's pronounced hum. So as if we're humming. And see if there's just a couple other things. So I see it's pronounced hum, but then I also see it can be pronounced as hung. So H-A-N-G. So you're able to, you know, use it however you so choose. So the throat chakra is primarily connected to speech and affects one's ability to be honest and express your thoughts. That's what I have on the throat chakra, some general information to be able to start working on balancing. So one mantra that may also benefit, and I do have a video on this that you can also find on my website, is Sat Nam, S-A-T-N-A-M. And Sat Nam stands for I am truth, or truth is my essence. So I would imagine that that mantra would probably benefit being able to balance out and open up the throat chakra. So I hope you found this to be helpful and informative. And these mantras and mudras you can find on my website if you want to explore some other ways of being able to balance and open the throat. So jjlotustherapy.com. You can find this information all on my website if you so choose. And I hope everybody's staying grounded and doing well. Finding your voice and speaking your truth. Namaste.